Blog Talk Radio.
This is Eight Figure Business Coach Radio, Scaling Up. Hello. Season number 2, episode 30, Having a Brand Equity Mindset for Your Business. Welcome to Eight Figure Business Radio. I'm your host, Victoria. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equipped women entrepreneurs with business-building skills to scale towards an eight-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on branding, marketing, leadership, execution, mindset, and, of course, funding. Very important. So we're going to get started today on having a brand equity mindset. We're going to break down what is a brand equity mindset and why do we even care? Well, having a brand equity means the brand's valuation. It's really the total perception, including what really is the quality of your services, your financial performance, your customer loyalty, satisfaction, esteem, and so forth. So why do we even care about that? Well, unless you've been under a rock, you realize brands like Starbucks, Apple, Amazon, those are billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar businesses. And basically, they've been able to build a lot of equity in their brand. So if you have brand equity, you can pretty much position your company where if you're doing an event, you're going to have a list of people already ready to sign up for an event. If you're selling a product before it even goes on the market, you're going to have people waiting on a wait list. That's the beauty of having brand equity. It's from your customer service when they answer the phone to someone that walks into your office, to your logo, your tagline, your vision, your mission statement, which are different, your vision, your mission statement, and your brand promise. All of those are different. So when we look at why brand equity is so important, especially if you're looking to scale up towards eight figures or more, you definitely want to have this as one of the pillars that I talk about in what's possible of creating a million-dollar business. This is why a lot of businesses, only 3% of the businesses make it past the million-dollar mark. Even though there's hundreds of thousands of businesses, some of them go from either zero up to millions, but very few bypass the million-dollar mark. And by definition, the reason why a lot of companies cannot go past the million is because of their branding. What the customer's perception of your brand is what your actual brand is. So I'm a firm believer that anything can be branded, because if you can brand water, Voss Water, and have it for $12 and $13, or if you can brand some type of liquor and have it worth $23 a bottle, then you're able to put a price and actually change the mindset and make it priced as a premium because of the branding. The branding sets the tone for everything. It actually allows you to realize what you are to other people. I've been told the Southwest started out in Texas, and their CEO wanted to find out where they were as far as what customers thought they were. So first they had to do a little market research. Then they were able to figure out where they were. Then they had to figure out where they were going. So the very first thing you want to do is you want to figure out where your brand is. And you can do that with your current customers. You know, who do they think you are? What do they think you are? And then you'll really realize what you are. That's about your brand. But I am a firm believer that you can brand anything, and it's basically about differentiating yourself between yourself and other people. And I believe there's a product and service. I do not believe there's a product or service that you cannot brand. Once again, we've branded drinking water. So that tells you can brand anything. Some of the ways you can make sure that you can prove that you're different is when you're looking at B2B, business to business, you can have a superior product or service with consistency. That really speaks to quality control. You want to make sure that you can customize your products and service, which speaks to the specific needs of your customers, which is, once again, what's in it for me. You want to have superior responsiveness, be able to answer technical questions, or have a superior customer service or order fulfillment. Those are what Amazon's, you know, really great with. Starbucks, really great with, you know, quality control and what the person needs is specifically for their customers. You also want to make sure that you have, you know, unique accessibility, preferred treatment. You can also do something like unique packaging. This really answers and goes with the emotional branding. like a brand as a badge or superior badge, and it provides a unique experience. That's something you can do with emotional branding. You're looking at, I'm sexy, I'm rich, I have high social status, I'm concerned about the environment, I'm frugal, I'm powerful, I'm smart. That's what we call emotional branding. When you use my brand, these are the things that you feel. So as you can see, branding is really, really important. And if you want to start off on building a million-dollar business, the very first thing you have to do is you have to get the brand in check and have the brand right. Other than that, there isn't anything else you can do. You have to have your brand right first so that you know what you are and how they perceive you. I hope this episode was informative. I hope it was informative, insightful, and impactful. Please join us for episode number 31, season 2, and that would be on how Facebook changes are actually going to affect business. So there's a lot of talk about what Facebook is planning on doing and how they're going to change business. Right now, they're looking at doing some changes. That's why I'm a big proponent of email marketing, once again, where you own and do not rent your followers. If you own their email addresses, then you have control over that platform, as opposed to if you rent it, which if you have a million followers and all of a sudden the platform you're using, whatever social media platform you're using goes away, so does your followers. So next week, please join us on episode number 31, how the Facebook changes are going to affect business. We also really love social media. So Facebook at 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8-Figure Coach, or leave a comment. Also, please subscribe to our radio show, and we look forward to you visiting our website and signing up for a dose of weekly information at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. We will see you next week, same time, same channel. Thanks so much.